There's nothing like sinking into luxury. Anabe sofas combine ultimate comfort and design at an affordable price. Anabe has designed the only fully machine washable sofa from top to bottom. The stain-resistant performance fabric slipcovers and cloud-like frame duvet can go straight into your wash. Perfect for anyone with kids, pets, or anyone who loves an easy-to-clean, spotless sofa. With a modular design and changeable slipcovers, you can customize your sofa to fit any space and style. Whether you need a single chair, love seat, or a luxuriously large sectional, Anabe has you covered. Visit washablesofas.com to upgrade your home. Sofas start at just $699. And right now, get early access to Black Friday savings, up to 60% off store-wide with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Add a little to your life. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Welcome to the award-winning Texas Outdoor News. 60 minutes of news, interviews, hints, and insight into the great outdoors. Now your hosts, Harold Gunn and Bill Olson.
And a wonderful good morning to you. This is Harold Gunn, and Texas Outdoor News is brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. And today, we're going to be bringing you outdoor news from throughout the state as well as the nation, along with the best bets for fishing, hunting, and a whole lot more.
Good morning, Texas. This is Bill Olson. Hope everybody's having a great last weekend of April?
Yes.
I mean,
time
Monday
flies.
We start
right.
May?
Uh-huh.
My goodness, it's crazy. Weather's been crazy. You need to be out doing in advance of whenever the heat really starts to build.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. We'll talk about the weather more in the next segment. But in advance of you out doing, all of you hunters,
yes,
it's time to repair, replace,
set up,
or reposition,
right.
You know. Your stands,
fresh.
Feeders, things of that
yeah.
nature. Exactly.
Right.
And our guest today, good guy. Really have enjoyed getting to know James Frank, owner of Frank's Manufacturing, makers of the blind.
Outstanding.
It's probably the most iconic, you know, from a visual standpoint, mm-hmm. blind out there.
Right.
It was Plastic Vacuum Forming was the original family-owned company.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And James has owned it for several years now, operating under Frank's Manufacturing. But it's that black blind
uh-huh.
you see on hilltops, you
right.
know, and, you know, food plots
yep.
all around the state of Texas. We'll be talking about, James, about some of the repairs you had done to
uh-huh.
yours,
all right.
as well as a new configuration that I think is just outstanding.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll talk about the benefits of what they call the bow blind, but mm-hmm. it's really also applicable for shooters.
Absolutely.
We got some news from around the country as well as the state. Big show headed your way, so y'all do stick around and remember, you're listening to your reliable information source for the great outdoors, Texas Outdoor News.
Someone is stealing Texas wildlife, and the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department needs your help to stop it. Every time a poacher strikes, it is theft, pure and simple. Poaching also impairs your ability to enjoy your wildlife resources. Whether you hunt, fish, or just enjoy the wonders of Texas wildlife, now to many, there is nothing lower than a poacher, and we have a way to deal with it. It's called Operation Game Thief. Operation Game Thief was established in 1981 as a means for you to help Texas game wardens stop illegal hunting and fishing. A toll-free number is your link to Operation Game Thief. 1-800-792-GAME. That's 1-800-792-GAME. If a report results in apprehension and conviction, Operation Game Thief will pay rewards up to $1,000. Something else for you to know, Operation Game Thief is funded entirely by private donations. That means we need your tax-deductible financial support. To find out how to become a sponsoring member of Operation Game Thief or to report a hunting or fishing violation, call 1-800-792-GAME.
I was in the hospital with my son for 18 months.
When he got injured, I knew I had to be strong. I just remember rushing into his room and giving him a big hug and letting him know I was there.
These veterans and families are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. We build specially adapted custom homes with features like wheelchair access and automatic door openers that allow them to focus on their recovery and family.
This house is freedom.
It's hope. It's a new beginning.
Visit HFOTUSA.org.
If your child has a common orthopedic condition, that doesn't mean you can only get common treatments. You can choose Shriners Children's. Our world-class care is not limited to insurance networks or to what's been done before. The same doctors who innovate treatments for the most complicated orthopedic issues will help your child grow and develop properly. See what we do at ShrinersChildren's.org. Shriners Children's, the most amazing care anywhere.
You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn. We do appreciate you making us a part of your weekend plans. And I tell you, weekend plans and plans for the upcoming few weeks, rather interesting with the weather that we're having. No complaints. Seems to be trending to a bit cooler side, and say that with a knock on wood.
Well, there's been some great days. I mean, it's, you know, some nasty weather up at the ranch last week, and the bottom dropped out just as we got up to the front of the ranch house.
Right.
And so my buddy, I said, quick, let's get in before the hail hits. Ha, ha, ha. Just as we got to the door, the hail came.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, for about 10 minutes, yeah.
Well, I hope there wasn't any damage.
No. It was a pea size.
Okay. Well, good. You know, looking ahead, and this time of year, I start to get rather philosophical,
you know,
about looking at what we're going to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
Love the warmth, right. Love the fishing that we have,
right.
But we also know that your day is basically shortened unless you're really gung-ho and really young and mm-hmm. can withstand the heat, you know.
Right.
A little bit in the morning, a little bit in the afternoon, and you're done. And as far as I'm concerned, the further we can get into May,
mm-hmm.
and if we can get into June with nighttime lows,
right.
You know, dropping down, say, into the 60s,
mm-hmm.
that means we don't have as many days where the sweltering, you know, some Texas summer will be impacting us.
Right.
So, interesting news from around the country. You got some things to talk about?
I've got to do the entertainment portion of our program, so I've got to throw this recommendation out. This week I went to the Alley Theater.
Oh, okay.
The Great Alley Theater in Houston. Sherlock Holmes and the Case of the Jersey Lily.
Okay.
They do a Sherlock Holmes about every 3 years, and mm-hmm. Todd Waite has been playing Sherlock for like forever. It's just, you know, ripping good fun. Mystery, comedy, packed. Try to get a ticket if you can, friends, because it's just great fun theater, and live like that, it's just a blast. But Alley Theater in Houston, one of the great theaters in America, actually.
Ah, okay.
Tony Award-winning theater.
Very good.
Okay, I got something here, because I don't know why I didn't see this before. This is just a for your information. The census data for 21 in Texas. Did not know exactly the numbers. Now 39.8% white. 39.3% Hispanic, 11.8% Black, 5.4% Asian, and increasingly urban, they say, which is sort of sad.
A lot can change in 2 years.
Oh, indeed.
And where I'm going with this is we're seeing so many people, we're seeing our inner cities continue to mature mm-hmm. and develop and have the challenges that other major cities have.
Right.
But we're seeing a lot of flight to the country.
Huh?
And, I mean, real estate sales are just crazy.
Yes.
You know, for folks that are looking for their little piece of country heaven, uh-huh. you know. So,
right.
Interesting. Right. You got anything else?
This really newsy? Sure. Yeah.
No, I mean,
I have a sad thing I need to bring up, though, too.
Because, what's that?
A good acquaintance of mine, I can't say old friend, but a good acquaintance of mine, and don't have the details as yet, this week passed away, Bart Skelton. Very famous writer, a Border Patrolman, his dad, the great Skeeter Skelton, an even more famous gun writer and author, and also a Border Patrol. But Bart passed away. Sheriff Jim Wilson sent me a note about Bart passing, but we don't have details. But great guy.
Gotcha. Got some national news from the National Shooting Sports Foundation. And don't believe we mentioned this in last week's show. It came in kind of at the last minute, But the total economic impact of the firearm and ammunition industry in the United States increased to $80.73 billion in 2022 from 19. Get these number differentials. 80.73 in 2022, up from 19.1 billion in 2008.
Okay.
That's a pretty significant jump.
Indeed it is.
Oh, in fact, it says right here.
Yes.
322% increase, while the total number of full-time equivalent jobs rose to over 393,696 from approximately 166,136% increase during the same period. Oh, a year-over-year basis, the industry's economic impact rose, to, as we mentioned, 80.73. That is absolutely phenomenal. Then we get into the other part of the news story.
Oh, what?
Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives Director Stephen Dettelbach sat for questioning at the U.S. House Appropriations Subcommittee hearing, and he was asked to define an assault weapon.
Okay.
And remember the movie Best Little Whorehouse, you know, and where the guy playing the governor,
right,
you know, did his little side shuffle dance, you know, or in the play.
A little sidestep, yes.
A little sidestep. Yeah. Well, you know, they are masters of that. And he said, I, unlike you, referring to the questioner, which is Representative Jake Elzey, a Republican from Texas, said, am not a firearms expert. Mm-hmm. Now, this guy is head of the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, all right? I, unlike you, am not a firearm expert to the same extent as you may be. Boy, that's great sentence structure.
Uh-huh. All right.
But we have people at ATF who can talk about velocity of firearms, what damage different kinds of firearms cause, so that whatever determination you choose to make would be an informed one. Mm. Velocities?
Yeah.
Are we now taking it to that level?
Yeah.
Well,
the ones that say, that'll blow you up.
Yeah.
Okay, National Shooting Sports Foundation, again, we mentioned them. They have sued Washington State's Attorney General Robert Ferguson, John Batiste, the chief of the Washington State Patrol, seeking declaratory and injunctive relief from state authorities enforcing HB 1240, the law that bans the sale and transfer of modern sporting rifles and many other firearms. NSSF, along with other plaintiffs, challenging Washington's MSR ban, demonstrating that it violates, true, the Second and Fourteenth Amendments. The U.S. Supreme Court held in Heller that the Second Amendment protects the rights to keep and bear arms, typically possessed by law-abiding citizens for lawful purposes. There are over 24.4 million MSRs in circulation today, and I love the press release. More than there are Ford F-150s on America's roads.
In that release, and I read it, and I didn't have time to see what the results have been, it mentioned that Washington State was like the eighth or ninth state to ban modern sporting rifles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What the left calls assault rifles, and we all know what the AR stands for.
Right. Armalite.
Yes. absolutely. But I have not heard, and I'm sure the NSSF has challenged every one of those, you know.
As has the Second Amendment Foundation.
And NRA and, you know, others. Right. So who is Gottlieb with?
Second Amendment Foundation.
Second Amendment, that's what I thought.
Right.
Okay. All right, so anyway.
Alan Gottlieb.
Alan Gottlieb.
Tushog. Real Tushog,
absolutely.
Yeah.
So for all you landowners, the managed land deer permits are now available.
Indeed.
And you need to apply. And quite simply, go to Texas Parks and Wildlife's website, tpdwd.texas.us, .gov, and get signed back up.
Yeah, the enrollment, it runs April 2 through June 15.
Very good.
Okay.
Harold's on top of things.
Hey!
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we've got our best bets, outdoor report, and on or off-road.
Indeed. America's best-selling truck for 46 years running is Ford. These people work hard every day to build the best trucks, trucks you need. Trucks with the best-in-class payload and towing, haha, but you're not going to see them celebrate these 46 years with a lot of fireworks and party hats, because it's not about them, it is about you. It's about building the trucks you depend on to get the job done. That's how they built them yesterday, that's how they build them today, and most importantly, that is how they will build them tomorrow. America's best-selling truck for 46 years, Ford's F-Series, built Ford Tough, the best in Texas.
Friends, you can now listen to Texas Outdoor News worldwide on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android, Kindle, PC, Mac, and more. On demand and on the go on your mobile phone with no syncing and no memory or storage waste. Downloading Stitcher is quick, easy, and free. Just go to TexasOutdoorNews.com and click on the Stitcher tab. In your app store, order Stitcher free, then listen anytime, anywhere on Stitcher.com.
We're back with Texas Outdoor News, and this portion of the program is brought to you by Third Coast Thermal. Launched in 2015, Third Coast Thermal is owned and operated by a Christian family that's proud of the USA and is committed to providing professional guidance to their clients to help assure their day and nighttime hunting forays are the adventures that make lasting memories. Third Coast Thermal offers a variety of traditional high-quality scopes, binoculars, and other optics. They also offer superior night vision and thermal imagery equipment, plus other hunting tools worthy of your consideration. When it comes time to invest in these hunting tools, the professionals at Third Coast Thermal will provide their analysis of products that will help assure a well-informed investment is made. Third Coast Thermal carries top brand names that have been vetted for your day and nighttime hunting needs. Brands like Photonis Defense, Envision, Pixels on Target, Zeiss, Valdata, Core Survival, iRay USA, Infrared, Pulsar, to name just a few. Third Coast Thermal has satisfied customers all across the United States and will ship to your location for free. Go to their website, see what they got, thirdcoastthermal.com, then give them a call and talk to them and let them help you save some money and fit your needs based on where your shooting skills and, you know, application might be.
Right.
Their phone number is 832-827-4574. That's 832-827-4574.
Okay, checking the Texas Outdoors Journal, Fishing and Hunting Times this weekend. Saturday is rated as poor, and this Sunday and Monday rebound to good. Tuesday slips to fair, with Wednesday another good day. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, a trio of best days. Next Sunday, another good one. This weekend, look for game to be most active from early morning until early afternoon. On Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, this major feeding period of the day occurs from mid-morning until early to mid-afternoon. By Thursday and Friday, times will have continued to adjust, with game most active from mid to late morning and remaining active until mid-afternoon. Next Saturday and Sunday, look for game to be actively feeding from either side of the noon hour. Continue to feed until later in the afternoon. On Friday, May the 5th, we will have a full moon on the coast. This weekend, as well as Monday through Friday, we'll each have a double tide schedule of two high and two low tides each day. Next Saturday has a single tide schedule of one high and one low. Next Sunday has a single high tide as the only tide of the day. And by the way, you know, these days some firearms are hard to find. Ammunition's kind of hard to find. One of the best places to find that stuff is at a good gun show. And the Houston Gun Collectors Association has been putting on great gun shows for over 70 years. And what's coming up is the gun show in the Heights. It's great because it's 80 tables, so it's plenty of stuff, but it gives you a chance to walk through, look at things, come back, try to make a better deal, whatever. It's at the SPJST Lodge. I call it the Polka Lodge in the Heights in Houston at 1435 Beale Street at West 15th. Beale Street at West 15th, easy to find. And they'll have collectible and modern firearms, ammo, accessories, all this stuff. Saturday, May the 6th. From 9 in the morning till 4 in the afternoon, one-day show. Adults are just $10. Children under 12 are free. There's plenty of free parking. They got a really nice kitchen there. They'll be open serving up breakfast tacos, hamburgers, hot dogs, desserts, and more. So remember, Gun Show in the Heights from the Houston Gun Collectors Association, Saturday, May the 6th. And I'll be there, so come by and say hi.
Wow. Hey, you're becoming a real regular at some shows.
I got to move some stuff.
The garage is overflowing.
That's right.
In fact, as the late George Carlin said, you know, you buy a house to put your stuff in, you know, and then you need a bigger house.
Get more stuff in. That's right.
Absolutely. All right, let's head to the coast where we talk about weather, and this time of year with this transition that takes place really, really has a major impact. And then you look at the size of the Texas coast. And we kind of annexed Southwest Louisiana and Lake Calcasieu, you know, that part of Louisiana.
Right.
They think it's part of Louisiana, but Texans have taken over it. But you've got varying water temperatures. You've got a deeper bay system from Matagorda on north. Gets shallow, grass beds, protected from the winds and playing the tides. Upper coast is influenced by rivers with the rain that we had this week on top of what we had already had. Look for there to be some additional runoff. So up around Jack's Pocket and Trinity Bay, those areas may be a bit on the fresh side. You're going to have to get underneath the freshwater to really do, you know, do any good. Mid-coast areas, again, fishing shorelines, reefs, and the mouth of access to back lake areas. Fish inside when the tide's rising. Fish at the outside beach area when the tide is falling. And then just a plethora of fish, different varieties of fish on the lower Laguna Madre. Don't forget, now until May 31st, we're still fishing state waters for red snapper out to 9 nautical miles.
All right.
Coming up on June 1st, the federal waters, 9 nautical miles and further, will be out, and those bag limits will be in effect, and we'll be talking more about that later in the upcoming month. What's going on in our lakes?
Well, let's take a peek, man. Let's go to East Texas.
All right.
Caddo. Bass are in all stages of the spawn. There are some bass in the trees, but the summer patterns are starting to come into play. You can find some post-spawn now in the grass and in the river system starting to school up there. Conroe. Catfish are outstanding on baited holes and structures anywhere from 8 to 40 feet of water on catfish bubblegum, liver, worms, punch bait. Post-spawn bass fishing has been good. There's an early bite. While bass are spawning shad around the bulkheads is where to target. Docks and structures also out to 6 feet deep on lipless crankbaits, Texas rig worms, and spinnerbaits. Crappie are good on structure in 12 to 29 feet of water. Big Lake Fork, black bass topwater bite is picking up with frog patterns on shallow banks and brush. Small shad patterns fished in 3 to 5 feet are working well. Crappie are moving toward the bank, biting small head small bead head, fish slowly in 3 to 4 feet of water. Other Lake Fork crappie are moving into the post-spawn or summer pattern. Fish beginning to load up on the trees that offer great shade in the sunny days. 18 to 32 feet of water is the target there. Lake of the Pines crappie are good on brush piles in 15 to 20 feet with minnows or jigs. Catfish are good 10 to 15 feet deep on baited holes with cheese bait. Livingston, white bass are excellent on the humps and points in the mid to south end of the lake, trolling with a 3/4 ounce slab, jigging off the bottom near the island. Sam Rayburn, bass are in all stages of the spawn, with a few still shallow. Bass are good flipping crankbaits, jigs, and soft plastics into buck brush and timber, and the grass lines in 6 to 12 feet of water. Some fish on the secondary points in 25 feet of water with crankbaits, Carolina or Texas rig worms, Toledo Bend. Bass are biting half to 1 ounce jigs, jigging pigs on points with clay bottoms. Best colors are black and blue or peanut butter and jelly. For darker colored water, use a Carolina rig with a plastic worm 8 to 10 inches in watermelon, red, and plum apple. Texas rigged Zoom speed craws and baby brush hogs are producing catches in shallow, casting to the edge of the grass and the buck brush. Top flies this week have been a weighted spoon fly back with red glitter and a stealth goober topwater fly. Okay, Tyler. Bass are good spawning shallow on beds, biting your favorite plastics. Crappie are good in 16 feet of water on jigs and minnows. Fayette. Bass are excellent on shallow points and along dam rocks in 10 to 14 feet of water with various shad color crankbaits, rattle traps, and crawfish plastics. Topwater bite is good early morning in shallow water with frog poppers. Palestine. Crappie are good on brush piles in 14 feet of water and under the bridges on jigs and minnows. White bass are good on the roadbeds and main lake points on chrome and blue rattle traps. Tewakanee. Catfish bite's been great. Fish have moved up shallow, and we're seeing a consistent blue cat bite in 2 to 7 feet of water. A channel cat bite is good in 15 to 35 feet of water on prepared baits. Crappie are good in spawning in shallow water. Largemouth bass are very good on Carolina rig lizards, flukes, spinnerbaits, and squarebill crankbaits. Subpoints, riprap, and shallow dock structures are holding post-spawn fish. Texoma. Striper fishing is great on live shad, anchoring, or drifting flats between 35 and 50 feet of water. Shad spawn is hit and miss, but there are a lot of fish on the rocky banks throughout the day, and you can catch them on topwaters or 5-inch swim baits. And Whitney. Striper action continues to be excellent from the island to Cedar Creek near channel ledges. Also, look for striped bass in or near flats, near channel edges, casting or trolling swim baits or umbrella rigs or live shad.
I got a question for you. Did you name that hot topwater fly that they're using on Toledo Bend?
Which one?
The Stealth Goober?
No.
Sounds like something you would do.
Yeah.
You
know what I mean? It definitely caught my eye. Yeah. Who did that?
All right. Let's head to South Texas, out Del Rio way, where Amistad Reservoir, 51 feet low. It's dropped off some because of the spring agricultural drawdown, but bass fishing continues to be good on the main lake. Points and flats in 5 to 20 feet of water on plastic worms, cinco, and creature baits. Choke Canyon, bass are excellent in the morning on spinner or chatter baits. Then the rest of the day, focus on points with Carolina or Texas rigs. Then we go to Corpus Christi, where the catfish bite is great in 1 to 2 feet of water on cheese bait, cut carp, and worms. Falcon, all of our friends down the valley, I'm going to be there here in just a few weeks, down there hanging out. Big catfish on the edge of creek channels on Fork with big cut bait on a Carolina rig. Crappie are spawning or in the post spawn. Hanging out in 10 to 25 feet of water, electric chicken and milk, money milk or live minnows have been the top offering. Brownwood, bass to 11.17 pounds are good on topwater and walking baits. Coleman, bass are good on shallow or soft plastic with topwater bite starting early in the morning. And then Meredith, man, that's just a crazy lake. I remember the history in that area of the canyon country,
right,
out in the panhandle. It's beautiful. But bass are excellent on minnows and artificials. Catfish are good on minnows and frozen shad. Walleye are good to excellent on minnows and artificials. There are several reports of walleye and crappie being caught at the end of the shallow docks.
Okay, head to the hill country. Brady, largemouth bass are winding up the spawn with some late spawners still on the beds. Bass on Brady are always going to stay shallow, mostly because they have no choice. Fish the stick-ups and pay special attention to the isolated hardwoods buried in the salt cedars. Big Lake Buchanan, white bass are excellent early in the morning while chasing the threadfin shad running the banks. Midday, the birds are working the large schools of white bass. Striped bass are good trolling live bait. Crappie fishing in the spring pattern for the next few weeks. The bite is good in 4 to 8 feet of water with chartreuse jigs. Travis. Bass are good with topwaters and squarebill crankbaits early around stickups on Ned rigs in 10 to 20 feet of water.
All right, on the hunting scene, want everybody to know that the May issue of Texas Outdoors Journal is on sale on newsstands now, and that has our annual hog editorial hunting section. Great effort by the entire team to get you up to date with what's going on. Again, it's available on newsstands, or you can get a subscription to it. On the hunting scene this Sunday, April 30th, the South Zone spring turkey season closes. So does the counties, the 10 counties, with a one turkey bag limit. But if you want to hunt turkey, continue into the North Zone, where that season continues through May 14.
Okay.
All right. We've been so good. You've been so good. What? Both. On or off-road?
Both.
Okay.
Gas.
Electric. Gas?
Yes.
Oh.
Okay.
The street continues.
Great little car. They make good stuff. You need to take a look at them, friends. This is the 2023 Mazda CX-30. That's their small CUV. But the thing is loaded. It's good-looking, very stylish, a good ride, very, very well-equipped. The engine is a 2.5-liter turbo. Like I say, the thing is all-wheel drive. This has their premium package. Beautiful crystal blue mica paint job on it. 250 horsepower. They only weighs 3,500 pounds. I mean, it's a scooter. Their Sky Active Drive, which is very adapted for off-road. It just, you know, what wheel needs what. Very technical, but it works really well. Inside, leather-trimmed seats. Power driver's seat with power lumbar. A driver's seat with memory. Leather-wrapped steering wheel. Heated steering wheel, which I love. Paddle shifters if you want to play Ronnie Race. Anti-theft engine immobilizer. Driver attention alert. Hey, wake up. Lane departure warning system. Lane keep assist. Blind spot monitoring. I mean, this thing has got the works. Power sliding glass moonroof. Rain sensing wipers. Black heated power side mirrors. Bose premium audio system with 12 speakers. I mean, this thing has got a bunch. All the safety stuff you can think about. Their off-road traction assist and more, more, more. We're looking at 22 miles per gallon in the city, 30 on the highway. The base on this vehicle is 35, okay? Loaded with the premium package was 36.8. Just a dandy, dandy vehicle. And I tell you what, it feels bigger than it looks. The 2023 Mazda CX-30 Premium Plus Package.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, James Franks, owner of Franks Manufacturing, mm-hmm. producer of the blind,
That's
will
right.
be joining us. We're going to be talking about repairing
and installing and
updating. And repositioning, maybe.
Yeah.
This is Morgan Freeman, executive producer of the documentary film The C Word, and I'm here to tell you that defeating cancer takes breakthroughs. A breakthrough is the start of something extraordinary. To be breakthrough is to be brave. Many small breakthroughs can lead inevitably to a big breakthrough. The kinds of breakthroughs that advance the fight against cancer. The ones that save lives by the millions. You are the breakthrough. You the patients taking part in clinical trials. You the scientists doing next level research to beat cancer. You, the doctors and nurses who tirelessly care for everyone along the way. Let's be the breakthrough.
To learn about screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you, go to standuptocancer.org/breakthrough. Stand Up to Cancer is a program of the Entertainment Industry Foundation. Please talk to your healthcare provider about appropriate screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you.
Hunting seasons are upon us, and finding up-to-date information and tips are important to hunters. Texas Outdoors Journal is just that source of quality information. From proven saloon tables to experts that have etched their names in the record books, Texas Outdoors Journal is on target for hunters. The same is true about Texas Outdoors Journal fishing coverage. Whether you fish on the coast or one of our inland lakes, timely forecast information and tips from the pros sets Texas Outdoors Journal apart from the rest. These are a couple of reasons why, since 1992, Texas Outdoors Journal has perennially been named the top outdoor magazine in Texas. No other publication can make a similar claim of sustained excellence. Plus, we know there's 12 months in a year, not something less, so you get a copy every month. Prove it to yourself by picking up a copy of Texas Outdoors Journal at your local newsstand, or better yet, subscribe and save off the cover price. To subscribe securely online using a major credit card, visit TexasOutdoorsJournal.com or call 713-957-3997.
And we're back with Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn. And this portion of the program is brought to you by Fortified Cottonseed, a partnership forged between Texas families that have been in the agricultural and ranching industry for several decades. Fortified Cottonseed is formulated with vitamins and minerals. Fortified Cottonseed's Red Blend is a naturally high source of protein for deer, elk, exotics, cattle, and is safe for sheep and goats. It optimizes antler growth while its fat content meets energy demands for maintaining body condition and milk production with the advantage of limited intake. Fortified Cottonseed with Vitamins and Minerals Yellow Blend is specially formulated for white-tailed deer, but should not be fed to sheep or goats. The white-tailed blend is off the chart in fat, fiber, and protein. It is the most efficient and cost-effective way to feed white-tailed deer and wildlife. All right, we're coming up to that time of year mm-hmm. when babies are going to be on the ground and mama deer needs to produce that milk to get those legs underneath those youngins to run away from predators.
Right.
All right. Also, we need to take care of our bucks. They need to build up reserves and continue to enhance their headgear.
Well, plus we really need to use this stuff year round.
Oh, without question. Yeah. And it is really easy. It is free choice.
The results are amazing. Yeah.
And you talk about amazing, Harold. Yeah. We both know it's better than a 2-to-1 savings over a normal protein regimen. Uh-huh. Go to their website at fortifiedcottonseed.com. You can see the entire story. See the people behind the scenes right. that put this together, and then give them a call at 806-839-2122. If you got a big need on a big ranch, they'll deliver it to you, mm-hmm. or stop by your local Tractor Supply and pick up a few bags, or if there's not a Tractor Supply near you,
yes.
go to their fortifiedcottonseed.com, punch in your zip code, and you know, they will tell you about the independent feed store.
Say again, I love to always bring up the fact that the pigs and the raccoons don't mess with it.
You really are mad at those.
Yes, I am.
All right. Hey, we had fun visiting with this guest today a year ago, mm-hmm. and getting to know him. He's got an interesting personality, Harold. Oh, you know, he just he really does. I mean, he's a character, and he's a fun guy.
Well, he fits right in.
He really does. But the neat thing is, he's got a creative mind.
Yeah,
and he's taken the most iconic blind and done wonders with it. And we're going to get into the new wonders of the blind momentarily. Our guest today is James Frank, owner of Frank's Manufacturing,
yes.
producers of the blind. And I understand, Harold, you had experience.
Oh, indeed.
Repairing a blind?
Well, yeah, because I've had them.
That you've had for
I've had
forever.
Them, forever. Yeah, right. I've had them at my place forever, but it had the half doors.
Okay.
Okay, well, I'm not talking about me, but my friends are getting a lot older. and you got to bend over, you know, and I mean, when I have to help them up,
uh-huh.
when they come crawling out, you know,
yeah.
you know, got to be a change. And I noticed that they had a new panel with a door in it.
Huh?
What a concept.
Yeah.
You know, I got to go, James, man, I need this, and got some doors and changed them out. And miraculously it worked. I mean, you know, James, we had a little warping. From, you know, I mean, mine are so old, but once you start screwing those things together, they all pop back together again and fit. I mean, it's miraculous how lightweight these things are by themselves, but how sturdy they get when you screw them together.
That's true.
You know, okay, with that,
yeah.
and I mentioned at the top of the program that the original company name of your family was Plastic Vacuum Forming. Because that was the process of extruding these plastic panels, correct?
Yes, it was. It was a vacuum forming company that my uncle owned. My uncle started that business in 1970. We made primarily automotive products, and then in 1980, Joe Frank started building the blind, and they've roughly sold. Since I purchased it in 2020, we've sold roughly 75,000 blinds over those 40 years.
Yeah, James, I mean, what are the oldest ones you know of still functioning? I mean, mine are 20 years old.
We were at the Hunter's Extravaganza last August, and I had a customer come up, and he said he had bought some in 84 or 85.
Mm-hmm.
And they were still, he had to buy some parts just like you did.
Yeah.
But I've got one at my plant that we had in the front of the building on a 15-foot tower. It was on the west side of the building. It was there for advertisement. It was put there in 1980. And I'm fixing to put it on a tower in front of our plant. But, you know, the polyethylene is the reason it was black is because the colorant was not a black colorant. It was more of it was carbon black. So we produced it with 2% carbon black.
Okay.
Same stuff they put in tires. So it would last forever. We make liquid feed tanks for the cattle industry. I've got some of those that are 30, 40 years old. So, you know, the material that we're making the blind out of will last as long as a hurricane doesn't hit it. And like you said, if you blow it apart in a hurricane or a tornado, normally you can come buy a new roof or whatever and put the thing back together, and it'll look crooked for a little while until the sun hits it, and it'll straighten right back up.
Oh, yeah, it's great. I mean, I only had one that I couldn't repair. I told you this story, too, when we first talked. I had a bull that didn't like it. I mean, I came up my plane and went, what? It looked like it exploded, right? But I got to salvage a lot of the parts to use it to do some repairs on the other one. So, you know, it all came out.
Well, we're continually making changes. We listen to our customers and kind of look at what they want. And the blind hasn't changed. We changed the door, like you said. Mm-hmm. We've increased the thickness on the material a little bit. This year, as soon as we run out of the stock that we have in sheet, we're going to go to a co-extruded, so it'll be green on the outside, black on the inside. It used to have clear windows. We're doing a light bronze now, so the wall light won't be able to see inside. So, you know, that's...
There's always something new coming up.
Oh, indeed.
Yes, there is.
We're up against the mid-portion of the program, so if you would, James, hold on, folks. You stick around as well, as we're going to get into some of the new products and the application from the blind right after this.
You're listening to the state's most honored outdoor radio show, Texas Outdoor News.
Hey, y'all. Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means... always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
We continue our conversation with James Frank, owner of Frank's Manufacturing, makers of the blind, and they came out with something a year ago in 2022 that I think is going to really become the next generation, mm-hmm. not only for the blind, but I think there's going to be some copycats out there. And it's what they call their bow blind. You can see it at their website. blynd.com, and what it is James, you call it a pregnant blind, is that what it is? Because it's convex.
When we were talking yesterday, I called it the pregnant blind.
I called it pot belly the first time I saw it.
Yeah, pot belly too. Plastic Vacuum Forming had designed that a few years ago, but they really didn't push it, and it was just really hard to make. The tooling was still in the prototype stage, but when we bought the company, we brought it into our plant. We worked on the tooling a little bit, and we ran it on some of our slower speed equipment, and so it's running just fine. And we've sold a couple of hundred of them in the last 2 years. But our blind has vertical and horizontal windows, so you can use it as a rifle blind or a bow blind. And one of the windows is 10 by 36. So, and then you have 2 8-inch windows square on each side of it.
Well, you know, in looking at this, this falls right in with several stories I've done in Texas Outdoors Journal on shooting. Folks go to the ranges, mm-hmm. bag up, have steady rest, but then they get into a hunting blind. And that horizontal window, mm-hmm. James, with you, me, and Harold, we got three different guys, you know, I mean, different sizes trying to make it all fit for one, you know. But but the vertical adjustment you can use using a shooting stick in that vertical window.
For the bow, yeah.
For bow or for rifle,
sure.
You know, I mean, it just makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, I had looked at building the vertical window split. So it could be used as a rifle blind, And then I put one up at my property out in Ozona, and I started shooting out of it with a tripod. And you really don't need it split.
Right.
I mean, it works perfect. So, you know, I've got that one set up for my wife because she's not an offhand shooter. So, and she's shooting out of it just fine.
Well, and something else, another variable that is available from the blind is you've got your 1 foot pedestal that either your 4x4 or your 4x8 will sit on that just gets you just up above the brush just a little bit.
Right.
But then you've got, what are your tower heights again that you've got?
Our tower heights start at 1 foot, like you just said.
Right.
We have a 5 foot, and we have a 10 foot and a 15 foot.
Well, you get up at 15 feet.
Yeah.
And that angle increases.
Right.
You know, it's perfect for an archer that's, you know, lobbing
shooting,
in,
yeah.
you know, with the trajectory of the arrow. But you also have adjustments for reaching out further with a firearm.
Mm-hmm.
Right. We sell, our average on blinds is we sell a lot of the 1 foot and 5 foot. And very few 10s or 15s. Most of it is a 5 and a 1.
Okay.
Well, that 1 foot helps because you got to put it on something. You know, if you just put
right.
it on the ground.
You got to put it on something.
Yeah, and that helps you level things out.
Right.
Out at Ozona, that's got some topographic relief to it. There's some terrain. You put it on a hillside, or if you're looking down, even a 5 foot blind, you could have, you know, elevational change, right?
Oh yeah, yeah. I'm south of Ozona, about 30 miles there in the Mesa area, and all of my stuff is on 5 foot towers.
All right, couple of things. I mean, folks, you really need to take a look at that blind. Bow blind,
yep.
Okay? I mean, the entire lineup is great, but this is just kind of like the next generation. You mentioned, and Harold mentioned, about the new solid door that gives you a black backdrop, you know, so you're not silhouetted.
Mm-hmm.
But
yes.
but James, you said that folks can order or have a special custom job done to have a window put into the door?
Yeah, we can do that. We haven't done it.
Mm-hmm.
I've had customers ask, but when they came in and looked at it, they changed their mind. But we can take either of those windows that we put in the bow blind, either the vertical or the 8-inch, and drop into that door. It can be done. We haven't done it yet, but if the customer wants it, we can do it.
Looking at their website, again, it's blynd.com. They've got the sandbag gun rest for windows, all important anchoring system,
oh,
right?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
You want to anchor that thing down, don't you?
Yes, you do. I had a customer call the other day, and he said, "Hey, I don't know what happened to my tower and my blind, but it's all twisted up." And we went back and looked at his order. He had just ordered the stuff, and apparently he didn't tie the thing down. Large gust of wind hit it and twisted it all up, and yeah, you got to anchor them down. And we've got an anchoring system that's an auger that anchors to the center of the blind and pulls everything down straight down. So, you know, it works quite well.
All right, again, the website is blynd.com for some great personalized service. Good people over at Frank's Manufacturing. You can give them a call at 210-492-3222. James, as always, we appreciate your insight and your information as a guest today on Texas Outdoor News.
Well, thank you all for having me.
James, and thank you for the help, sir. I appreciate it.
All right, Harold. Thank
okay,
you.
Okay, friends.
If you need something, give me a call.
You got it. Friends, we'll be back with more right after this.
Hello, I'm Ernie Hudson. Sometimes I play a hero in the movies and on TV, but what I'm most proud of is being a hero for my 4 kids. I did that by beating cancer twice. And as a dad, there's nothing I wouldn't do to protect my kids from cancer. The human papillomavirus, or HPV, can cause 6 types of cancer. That's why every parent needs to know there's an HPV vaccine, and it can stop cancer before it starts. Girls and boys should get the vaccine at 11 or 12. And there's a catch-up option for teens and young adults. Over 40,000 new cases of HPV-related cancer will be diagnosed this year. Together we can change those numbers. Be a hero. Call your child's doctor today and ask about the HPV vaccine. Getting tested for cancer saved my life. Getting your son or daughter vaccinated could save theirs. For more information, go to preventcancer.org.
Never fight if you can avoid it. But when you must fight, don't lose. And when nothing less than freedom is at stake, we fight. We're millions of people just like you. We're the longest standing civil rights organization in the U.S. Proud defenders of history's patriots. Protectors of the Second Amendment. Advocating the right to keep and bear arms. Advancing the shooting sports. Championing gun safety, education, and training. Creating a vital legacy by answering freedom's call. And we're growing stronger every day. We are the NRA, and the NRA is you. Join forces with the 5 million men and women of the NRA and make a stand for freedom today. Sign up now at joinnra.com.
It is time for the Outdoor Calendar on Texas Outdoor News. Harold, what's coming up?
Here we go. Okay, May the 3rd, West Houston Chapter of the Ducks Unlimited Fundraising Banquet in Houston. Information, ducks.org. May 5th, Pearland Chapter Ducks Unlimited Fundraiser, and obviously Pearland, again, ducks.org for info. May 6th, 7th. Youth only, spring turkey season, South Zone, 54 counties. For info, check the Texas Parks and Wildlife website. And then go to one of those great events or go hunting in your brand new Ford truck.
There you go. Folks, there's a number of reasons why I'm so partial to Ford trucks. One is they're built Ford tough, and that means they're dependable. In fact, there are more Ford F-Series trucks on the road with over 250,000 miles than any other brand. Ford F-Series has been the number one selling truck in America for 46 years running and is the number one selling truck in Texas. You see, Ford F-Series trucks have the best-in-class towing and payload and are the strongest trucks on the road. So why don't you do yourself a favor and stop by one of the 275 best-in-Texas Ford dealers and find out for yourself what built Ford tough really means.
And remember, Hybrid Lights, the official mobile lighting provider of Texas Outdoor News Radio. They have flashlights, headlamps, work lights, lanterns, and more. And they also have kits that contain, like, everything. These products charge with the USB cord or any light source, including the sun. Miraculously, they hold a charge for 7 years. Plus, these lights can be used to charge your phone and other devices. So for our listeners and friends, they have a special offer for 20% off any of their products and free same-day shipping. Go to hybridlight.com and at checkout, add the discount code TEXAS20. Again, 20% off any of their products, free same-day shipping, hybridlight.com.
Want to thank our guest today, James Frank, owner of Frank's Manufacturing, makers of the blind. Really need to take a look at that new bow blind. I mean, really tremendous stuff. Yeah. Also, you can go to their website at blind.com or give them a call at 210-492-3222. Okay, Monday we start the month of May.
Yes, we do.
End of the month, CCA Star Tournament.
Oh, boy.
Early bird entry is available through May 5. Need to get signed up.
There you go. Speaking of websites, go to hgca.org. Find out the information on the Great Little Gun Show in the Heights. It's going to be on Saturday, May 6th. Remember, we're brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. Join us again next week, same time, same station, for more Texas Outdoor News.